Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of
What's That From?
Okay, 312-981-7200. Call us when you can guess what's that from. We're going to read a scene from a movie. You win a gift card from Apple Electronics if you can guess what's that from. By the way, we are going to read the whole scene. So even if you get the answer right, you have to sit through the rest of it. So here we go. What's that from? Roll it. Action.
Annie's really good at this. She always drags me to the weirdest places, and the food is always incredible.
Plus, you get a lot for your money, too, so that's good.
Annie grabs Lillian and pulls her toward the restaurant as the other girls follow, as Helen stares at the place like she just smelt dog duty. Interior of Churichi, Brazilian restaurant, day. The girls walk into the Brazilian-themed restaurant, which looks more like a rundown English steakhouse. Several out-of-shape waiters walk around, each holding a sword with huge hunks of meat on it. Only a few customers are there.
To my bridesmaids, this is such a stone-cold pack of weirdos, and I'm so proud.
I just want to toast all of you ladies, and I'm just so happy to get to know you guys, and I'm just happy to say that I have four new friends.
Just then, five waiters, all holding huge swords with different types of meat skewered on them, surround the table. Señoritas bonitas, I hope you are all hungry for Churrasco Brazil. The girls all look excited and start pointing at different meats as the waiters start to carve large hunks onto their plates. Helen wrinkles her nose and flags the waiter.
This is crazy good.
Helen, aren't you eating any meat?
Where's Helen?
Who's Helen?
Helen?
It's not,
Helen! Oh, I don't think we have a Helen.
It's not good to eat a big meal before fitting. I feel a bit bloated.
Nope, not me. Physically, I don't bloat.
You're lucky.
It's a gift.
Becca leans over to Rita.
I can't wait to be married for as long as you've been married. And to have kids, and to be a mom.
Oh, Becca, the other night I'm slaving away to make a beautiful dinner for my family. My youngest boy comes in and says he wants to order pizza. I say, no, we aren't ordering pizza tonight. He says, Mom, why don't you go beep yourself? He's nine.
Interior, Churichi Brazilian restaurant. A little later, the girls continue to eat. Lillian's seat is empty.
Okay, well, Lillian's in the bathroom. Let's talk about the shower. I was thinking it could have a French theme, since Lillian's always wanted to go to Paris her whole life. So I figured we could bring Paris here, have champagne, little cookies, and they'd say Lillian and Doggy on them. We could dip them in chocolate fondue, get cheese from the nice part of the store. Megan.
Oh my God, Annie.
I think you have something to say.
Annie, I love that.
Good idea, Annie.
We could have French invitations, the whole thing. Guys, don't you think that'd be nice?
I don't know. That's sweet, Annie, but Paris theme feels a bit, I don't know, been there, done that. You know, I just think we can top it. We should throw some ideas around, see if anyone else has a theme they had in mind.
What about a Pixar-themed shower? We all come dressed as our favorite Pixar character.
You know, I'll just snowball on top of that. Also, Fight Club. Female Fight Club. You know, we grease up, we pull in, Lillian doesn't know, so it's surprise, we're gonna fight. We beat the bing out of her. She's not gonna forget that.
Look, can I be honest?
Yes.
I'm stuck with three teenage boys all day, every day.
Honey.
What about the bachelorette party? I got a tube top. I mean,
we've seen it.
Waiting to cut the top tags off of, and I really want to take advantage of this opportunity.
Megan, you're always so hesitant to jump in.
I'm sorry, Annie, but I'm going to second her. We better blow this blorp out. That poor girl, Lillian, who we all know who is here for probably is in the bathroom bawling her eyes out because she's realizing, holy bling bling, I've got to spend the rest of my life with Doug. I mean, he's my brother. I love him, but he's a bleeping bleepster. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Look, we'll figure it out. I'll think of stuff. It'll be great.
We just have to make sure it's really, really special. Exterior, Belle and Blanc. Bridal shop, day. The bridesmaids walk up to an imposing building.
Belle and Blanc, this is the best place. Great work, Annie.
Annie looks proud. She grabs a door which says open, but it's locked. Oh. She notices a buzzer and presses it. Voices from inside, Belle and Blanc. Oh, Belle and Blanc, reservation name.
Oh, no, I don't have one. We're just here to shop, trying some dresses.
Voice from inside. The next available appointment for bridesmaids fitting is in 7 weeks. Absolutely no walk-ins. Helen leans into the intercom. Whitney, it's Helen.
Helen Harris?
Oh, so hold on a second. Where are you? There you go. Yeah. Helen Harris? Hi!
Hi!
Who's Helen?
Wait, oh, is it Helen again? Wait, hold on a second. Where am I?
It's Helen.
Hi!
Hi! Oh my God, I'll buzz you right in!
Interior, Belle and Blanc, bridal shop, continuous. They are led into a pristine, all-white wonderland of dresses and bridal bliss by Whitney, a glamorous woman, 38.
Welcome to Belle and Blanc, ladies. Welcome to heaven.
Oh my God.
This is some classy bleep in here. A burp escapes my mouth.
A burp.
Jesus Christ, Megan.
I can't do a burp. Nope.
That was good. That's close.
Nope, can't do it. Good.
I just want to apologize. I'm not even confident on which end that came out of. Whitney, back to you. I'm sorry.
Anyway, take a look around and get to know the dresses. If you need anything, I'll be in my office.
Whitney just gives Megan a tense smile and exits. Helen gasps and walks over to a beautiful ball gown. It looks very expensive. She checks the tag. Oh my gosh. It's a Fritz Bernays, ladies. I just don't think we can do any better. This is beautiful. The girls all gather around and...
Whoa, this dress is $800.
You're kidding. It's on sale. Annie's eyes quickly scan the room and see a simpler, cheaper dress. She heads over to it. The tag says $250.
Lillian, what about this one? It's really pretty. It's sweet. We don't want to upstage Lillian with a fancy dress. Maybe we should just get something kind of simple.
Don't worry about that, because guess who Helen is friends with and who is designing my wedding dress? Lady Saint Petois Juju. I just sent my measurements to France.
Oh.
The girls all chatter excitedly about this as Annie looks stung. She looks at Helen, who smiles at her.
That's great.
Ladies, let's not decide on this bridesmaid's dress straight away. Let's let our bodies decide. Try some things on and have some fun. Ladies, start your engines. The ladies all head off excitedly to a different dress.
Ooh,
to different dresses as Annie looks concerned. A
good.
Drip of sweat comes down her forehead.
Interesting.
Embarrassed, she wipes it away and grabs a dress. Interior, Belle and Blanc, main fitting area, later. The girls are in different dresses. Lillian is not there. They look great, although Megan's face is beet red.
Well, you all look fantastic. Sadly, you need to agree on one.
Ladies, you all look beautiful, but personally, the Fritz Bernays it's one of a kind. I don't think there's a question.
Well, there might be a question. I might have one. I think this dress would look great on everybody. It's a great color. It's a great length. It's fun. You could twirl. You can move in it. You can spread your legs apart. And it's a great price.
Is anybody else hot?
It's like an oven in here.
Maybe this will help you decide. I happen to have a 2-year-old lady Juju dress in storage in the back and figured it might help you see what you'll be standing next to. Lillian?
Lillian walks out in a very ornate couture wedding dress. She looks very crazy gorgeous. The girls gasp.
Holy bing bong, you look amazing.
That dress is so beautiful. It makes my stomach hurt.
I don't know what to say. You are...
Megan lurches forward as the contents of her stomach come up.
Oh, no.
Into her mouth. She claps her hand over her mouth to stop from throwing up. After a beat, she swallows and pushes it back down. Looks nauseous.
Megan, are you okay?
I think my dress is too tight.
Oh, my God. You got food poisoning from that restaurant.
No. She had the same thing I had. And I feel fine.
Annie is really sweaty now, a mark between her boobs. Suddenly, Becca politely cups her hand over her mouth to stifle herself from getting sick. Muffled hands.
I'm so sorry. Is there a bathroom in here?
Rita grabs her stomach and hunches over a bit.
I don't care what dress we get. I just need to get off this white carpet.
We hear a noise. They all stand in horrified silence, Becca still holding her hands against her face. There are faint and loud stomach-churning sounds. Rita bolts down a hallway, followed by Becca and Megan.
Not the bathroom! Go, everybody go outside! Seriously!
Whitney and Lillian chase after them as Annie stands her ground with Helen facing off, Annie unwilling to admit she's sick.
I think everybody has the flu.
I think our audience is stunned into silence.
Nobody guessed.
Oh. I have no idea what that is.
312.
Wait, really?
312-981-7200. No. You have no idea what movie that is?
No.
Okay, 312-981.
It's the Maltese Falcon, actually.
It's a bride.
312-981-7200. The listener who guesses what movie that was from, our very dramatic reading from a movie of what's that from. 312-981-7200. We do have a gift card from Apple Electronics. Any texters guess on that one?
Untouchables.
Look at Mike's like, Untouchables.
Citizen Kane. Yeah,
what about 7739 blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Do you have any guess? Please.
Hey, Dave, before
it's
we
Jaws.
Go. Before we go, we are waiting for some listeners. Listeners are calling in now. I think that they were enthralled. What are your thoughts on the governor's race and who's throwing their hat in the ring this week?
Well, this week, J.B. Pritzker threw his hat in the ring. Full disclosure, J.B. is a friend for 25 years and a client of mine and a great guy. And I think we now have ourselves a race. We have four candidates, mm-hmm. Pritzker, Chris Kennedy, Daniel Biss.
And some other guy.
Amanda Pilar.
So it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But since it's 158, I didn't think we can get much deeper than that.
The
movie's Jaws, too, isn't it?
Pat, what movie is that from?
Bridesmaids.
Hey, congratulations.
Nice.
Pat, what part gave it away for you?
It was just the constant talking of mentioning Bridesmaids. And-
We did say it about 12 times.
Yeah.
Or the part where I said Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've never watched the movie.
Oh, really?
Me neither.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I'm with you.
I think that Michael was a dead ringer for Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. I think he did a great job with that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Pat, you have a gift card. Huh? What was that, Pat?
I was just going to say, maybe I'll have to watch the movie this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I love that we are now an advertisement for people to watch mm-hmm. Bridesmaids. Have a great weekend, Pat. Hold the line so Michael can take your information for a gift card to Apple Electronics. Hey, Mike. Hey,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Pat. Elliot, can Matt Bubala grab your microphone for just a second so he can do just Matt. A moment? I know I got to throw to the news. Roger, I didn't even talk to you very much. I promise I will send my headshot to your friends for the Evanston 4th of July parade.
Skokie.
That one too?
Yeah.
I've heard it both ways. No, Roger, here's what I'm working on. I'm trying to get a float for the Department of Defense for the Wounded Warriors to also join us. So I want to do a collaboration for the Skokie 4th of July parade.
That would be fantastic.
Forget Evanston. We're not worried about that one at all.
Yeah. It's after hours anyway.
For
whatever.
For the Skokie one. So yes, I will send a headshot. I didn't want you to think I was
No, no, I knew. You're a busy person.
I'm
I know
scattered.
That.
Busy and scattered is really the whole thing. Matt Bubala.
Hi, Patty Vasquez.
You've been traveling with Steve Dale again.
I have been. You're right.
What's that like? He's always like off having a cocktail and something delicious to eat, isn't he?
He is. He has one and then he's out the door.
That's by the way, so... Matt Bubala has logged.
I'm in so much trouble with John Hanson. I thought you were home and in bed.
I know.
And then I walk in like, oh God, I'm in trouble.
I was logged onto the computer in the other room and he has posted things as John Hanson.
Did you really?
Yes.
Thank you for the second time. Hold on a second. Let me just get rid of my screen.
Yeah,
down
totally.
Here.
Now, John, I have to say, because I like you a lot, I just write things about myself, very kind things
right,
about
very
myself.
Kind, yeah.
But like when Kristen Decker used to do it, I would write like terrible things about her.
So I should feel flattered is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
By the way, it's really fun that Esmeralda and I are in the same room as you. We filled
I know,
in for you
it's
a few
so
times.
You guys fill in for me all the time.
I don't know if you know what happens when it happens, but we say your name about 12 times per show. It's
incorrectly?
Not more because it's the best name in radio. It's Matt Bubala.